Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Jesus is Hot magazine. Jesus, Canton Jones, glory to God. I am just so thankful for Jesus is Hot magazine. I love you guys. I love being with you. I love to sit at the table of his word with you. Glory to God. And I am loving on these Fridays. Glory to God. These praise, prayer, and worship Fridays, glory to God. We are going to praise him. We are going to pray. We are going to worship. We are going to remain in his presence. Glory to God. And my prayer is that being in his presence does not stop with this broadcast, glory to God, ever. I pray it never stops here. I pray that it begin when you rise in the morning, glory to God. Get up extra early just to spend some quality time with God. Glory to God. If you seek him early, hallelujah, you will find him. Amen. Not that you won't find him any other time that you seek him. Please don't misunderstand me, but it's something special about seeking him early, making him the first of your day. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of these other things, glory to God, will come to you. They will be yours. But seek him first. Can you imagine making Jesus first? Every day that you wake up, you're making him first. Every day that you wake up, you're fellowshipping with him. You're worshiping. You're honoring him. You're giving his words back to him. Glory to God. You're asking him what he would have you do that day. You're asking him to direct your steps. Order your steps and make them sure. Making him the first makes the difference in the rest of your day. So if you don't do that, I am here to tell you that it's a blessing. I do it so I can tell you it's a blessing. Make him first. Glory to God. I'm not going to tell you the time that I rise because you have to have your own time. Ask God for a time that he would have you to rise early to spend quality time with him. And he will not just give you the time. He will begin to wake you. And eventually you will begin to get up. Glory to God. Your flesh may be in a fight to do it, but your will to do it can win over your flesh. And you will find yourself rising and spending that quality time with God that he has for you. He has something prepared for us when we seek him early. Glory to God. Well, Proverbs 3, you already know we're going there. My son, my daughter, always remember what I have taught you. Keep my instructions dear to your heart. If you do, they will be your guide to a long, healthy, prosperous life. Stay focused. Do not lose sight of mercy and truth. Engrave them on a pendant and hang it around your neck. Meditate on them so they are written upon your heart. In this way, you will win the favor of God and others, and they will think well of you. Place your trust in the eternal. Rely on him completely. Never depend upon your own ideas and inventions. Give him the credit for everything you accomplish, and he will smooth out and straighten the road that lies ahead. And don't think you can decide on your own what is right and what is wrong. Respect the eternal. Turn and run from evil. If you depend on him, your body and mind will be free from the strain of a sinful life. Glory to God. Will experience healing and health and will be strengthened at their core. Amen. Pay tribute to the eternal in all of your affairs. Honor him with the best of what you make. That way you will prosper to the fullest and have plenty of food to eat and wine to drink. My son, do not ignore the eternal's instruction or lose heart when he steps in to correct you, because the eternal proves his love by caring enough to discipline you, just as a father does his child, his pride and joy. God knows well what he is doing. He has established rewards for living wisely, a happy long life, a good reputation, guidance when you need it most, health, success, even dare we say fatherly discipline. These are just a few of the benefits accompanying God's wisdom. How fortunate are those who discover Lady Wisdom and those who understand her ways, for her worth is greater for her worth is greater than the most expensive prize you could win. Her profit is greater than the finest thing you can buy. No gem is more precious than she is. Your most extravagant desire doesn't come close to her. She holds the secret of a long life in one hand and riches and fame in her other hand. Her ways are pleasant. All of her pathways are peaceful. She is like a tree that produces satisfied life for anyone who can wrap their arms around her. Happiness waits for any who hold her tightly. It was by wisdom that the Eternal fashioned the earth, and by understanding that he designed the heavens. Through his knowledge, the deep was divided into seas and sky, and the clouds understood when to let down the morning dew. My son, never lose sight of God's wisdom and knowledge. Make decisions out of true wisdom. Guard your good sense. And find you, guard your good sense, and they will be life to your soul and fine jewelry around your neck. Then each one of your steps will land securely on your life's journey, and you will not trip or fall. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your mind will be clear, free from fear. When you lie down to rest, you will be refreshed by sweet sleep. Stay calm. There is no need to be afraid of a sudden disaster or to worry when calamity strikes the wicked. For the Eternal is always there to protect you. He will safeguard your each and every step. Glory to God. Do not withhold what is good from those who deserve it. If it is within your power to give it, do it. Do not send your neighbor away saying, "Get back with me tomorrow. I can give it to you then," when what he needs is already in your hand. Make no plans that could result in injury to your neighbor. After all, he should be more secure because he lives near you. Avoid fighting with anyone without good reason, especially when no one has hurt you. You have nothing to fight about. Do not envy someone who profits at the expense of others or copy any of his tyrannical ways. For crooked people are detestable to the Eternal, but those with integrity receive his counsel. His curse lingers over the wicked and their families, but he forever favors residents of those who do what is right. God treats the arrogant as they treat others, mocking the mockers, scorning the scornful, but he pours out his grace on the humble. In the end, the wise will receive honor, but fools will face humiliation. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you for humbling us, Lord God, that we would operate correctly always in your sight, Lord God, that we would never lose focus of your commands and the things that you have asked for us to honor in your word, Lord God. We thank you that love is the most important of the these commands according to Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for knowledge of the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord God, for making that more and more clear to us each and every day that we meditate on your word, every day that we seek your face and we turn from our wicked ways, that you then hear from heaven, you hear our prayers, and you heal our land. We thank you, Lord God, for the faithfulness of you. We thank you for the promises of you, of yes and amen. We give you glory and we give you praise today as we pray. Hallelujah.
You think you can pray at the time?
Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8. Most of all, friends, always rejoice in the Lord. I never tire of saying it, rejoice. Keep your gentle nature so that all people will know what it looks like to walk in His footsteps. The Lord is ever present with us. Don't be anxious about things. Instead, pray. Pray about everything. He longs to hear your requests. So talk to God about your needs and be thankful for what has come. And know that the peace of God, a peace that is beyond any and all of our human understanding, will stand watch over your hearts and minds in Jesus, the Anointed One. Finally, brothers and sisters, fill your minds with beauty and truth. Meditate on whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, whatever is virtuous and praiseworthy. Keep to the script. Whatever you learned and received and heard and saw in me, do it, and the God of peace will walk with you. John 15, 7 through 8. John 15, 7 through 8. John 15, verses 7 through 8. Glory to God. If you abide in me and my voice abides in you, anything you ask will come to pass for you. Your abundant growth and your faithfulness as my followers will be glory to the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that was actually John 15, 7 through 8, if that is not what I said. Hallelujah. If we would abide in Him and His voice abide in us, anything we ask will come to pass for us. Our abundant growth and our faithfulness as His followers will bring glory to the Father. Hallelujah. Can you imagine bringing glory to the Father? Hallelujah. Bringing glory to the Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, for giving us access to your glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, the privilege to be ambassadors of Christ. Father, to be believers. We thank you, Lord God, that we believe, that we believe, that we receive that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
I'm a believer.
Hallelujah. My testimony. Glory to God. I'm a believer. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you, God. We give you honor. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, God, for life, for health, for strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. It is an awesome time to be a believer, to be an ambassador of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited. I am excited. All right. Our final scripture is Mark 11:24. Mark 11, verse 24. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm going to start in verse 22. We're going to go from 22 to 26. How about that? We're going to go from Mark 11, verses 22 through 26, and we're going to close out with this. Trust in the Lord. If you do honestly, you can say to this mountain, mountain, uproot yourself and throw yourself into the sea. If you don't doubt but trust that what you say will take place, then it will happen. So listen to what I'm saying. Whatever you pray for or ask from God, believe that you'll receive it, and you will. When you pray, if you remember anyone who has wronged you, forgive him so that God above can also forgive you. And if you don't forgive others, don't expect God's forgiveness. That's Mark 11, verse 24. Glory to God. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for the table that we are seated around your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you for making the word of God plain to us. Thank you for the praise and for the worship that has surrounded us on this broadcast, and let it not stop when this broadcast ends. We thank you, Lord God, that your presence also will not stop, that your presence will not end, that your cover, your shield, your hedge of protection over our lives and our families' lives and our communities' lives, Lord God, will not end. We thank you in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today at Jesus is Hot Magazine for another Friday segment of our praise, prayer, and worship. Glory to God. We're going to be right back here again next Friday to do the same thing. In the meantime, prepare for Tuesday's broadcast, which will take place at 2 p.m. right here at Jesus is Hot Magazine. And as we close, we end our broadcast. If you do not have a church home and you are in the Philadelphia area or the Delaware Valley, period, and you do not have a church home, please feel free to join us this Sunday at 1827 East Venango Street, Not Limited by Walls Christian Center, where our pastor is Pastor Raquel Smith and our elder is Elder Tyree Smith. Hallelujah. We welcome you. The doors will open to you at 11 a.m. We have natural food, glory to God, for our community. We have spiritual food.